Time now for your letters. Last Saturday, we brought you a story about a new museum opening in Bentonville, Arkansas, the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, which is funded by Walmart heiress Alice Walton. Danny McKinney of Dunkirk, New York writes, "How ambitious to decide to create an amazing art museum in a place between the coasts, accessible to everyone, and the price of admission, free." Nancy Gray of Madison, Wisconsin, had a different take. She writes, "It's wonderful that Ms. Walton is bringing culture to her city, but imagine what a portion of that money could do to improve the quality of life of hardworking employees at the Walmarts across the country. It was announced earlier this month that Walmart would no longer offer health insurance benefits to its part-time workers." Many listeners shared their love of autumn in response to my essay on the simple joys of the season. Michael Ale of Issaquah, Washington, sent this note, "I connected immediately with Linda's essay on autumn, her appreciation for a singular maple leaf, the claiming of this ideal time of year between Halloween and Thanksgiving. That essay included one of my childhood memories of the season, the house filled with the scent of bourbon as my mom made fruitcakes for my dad's customers at his neighborhood grocery store. That prompted Gary Cook of Seattle, Washington, to write, as a fan of that much-maligned food group, the fruitcake, I wish you would share the recipe. All day today I've been trying to imagine the aroma of lemons and bourbon rising from a light golden cake. Thank you for all your kind words. My mother's recipe made 40 fruitcakes, but she slimmed it down before she gave it to me, and you can find it at NPR.org. Finally, lots of comments on our website following our interview marking the 40th anniversary of the Led Zeppelin classic Stairway to Heaven, including this one from Jerry B. of Philadelphia. "I hate to admit it, but this song probably caused me to become a guitarist in the 80s, a phenomenon so ubiquitous it was satirized by Mike Myers' Wayne's World in a scene at a music store where his character is stopped mid-strum and shown a sign on the wall that says, 'No Stairway to Heaven.'"
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have to mean.
No restrictions on your comments, though. We welcome your letters. To write us, visit our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.